Good morning, and guess where I am? I'm standing right smack in the paddock on the middle of Neural Park.
And guess what? I know exactly where you are because I've been there countless times. It's a wonderful spot, isn't it, looking out over Mount Roland?
Yep, I'm looking at Mount Roland, and there's already artists in the park painting.
They don't muck around.
Do you know, artist number 7, Ferry, every day she's been here about the 5:30 a.m. mark. The light is perfect and she gets stuck into it.
And they spend a lot of time, and I suppose all that time and practice has meant that they put on some fantastic artwork and we get to see it all. We're heading into day 5 because it wraps up on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about some of the forms of art that we can see there by heading along to Mural Fest in 2020.
Well, it's funny because the clock is ticking. We've only got 2 more days of painting. And I like to challenge every now and again. You remember Wednesday, we gave them a bit of rain?
Yep.
You know, it's that moment where you go, they are having to get their game on now because the clock is ticking. But we've only got 6 artists in the park because the Victorians and the Queenslander is not here. But I check in with them every now and again and make sure they've got a paintbrush in their hand.
Tasmanian artists there this year because of the restrictions with the borders and the like, which is good because we get to see some of our, showcase some of our fine artists. And a lot of art represented as everything from Indigenous, I guess, looking after the endangered and the likes.
You know, that Indigenous one is so powerful. When you see it in real life, it is amazing. And then right next door is the colourful number 3, Tim Archer, which the kids are loving because it's so quirky. There's something for everybody.
Mount Roland is looking spectacular, particularly with all this beautiful weather we've had. Now, you had the official opening last Sunday. The weather was amazing. And then the weather has continued on recently until we had a few showers there yesterday morning. But it's looking pretty good weather-wise for the next few days. So it's going to be tops of late teens, early 20s, which is great.
Yeah, well, I arranged the weather. I've done that.
Of course you did.
And then on Saturday at 1 p.m, the town crier, the Sheffield town crier, comes into the middle of the park with his big bell and he asks the audience to count down to 1, and then the artist must put their paintbrushes down. They must have finished, and they are not allowed after that point to put any more paint onto the boards. Then we'll interview the artists and find out how did they feel about the week's paint, and yes, and then that's it. We'll be transporting those 3 murals down to Mural Park. I can't wait till it's see who's the $15,000 winner.
And we wish them all the very best. It's a tough job. I know I've been to Mural Fest in years gone by and looking forward to hopefully catching it this year. You really feel sorry for those that don't win, but they're all winners, aren't they, in our eyes, because they're all very, very talented artists.
I think they're brave because they're getting out there. The public are looking at them. They're having the clock tick, but there's that moment where you go, I want to do honour to my picture. So the amount of work and love that is going into these murals is incredible. We've had visitors from Burnie in the park, so I love it when people come into the park and talk to the artists. It feeds their passion. So it's lovely to see visitors come. And I'm very grateful. Tasmanians have been so supportive of their own state. I love that we're just playing in our own backyard.
And as long as we are doing the right thing, sticking to the rules, the COVID-19 situation we're in, I think we love getting out and about and having a look at what's happening here on the northwest coast. And it doesn't matter if you're in Smithton, whether you're in Somerset or Wynyard, as you pointed out, Burnie, make the trip to beautiful Sheffield and check out Mural Fest again this year. You've got the Mount Roland Folk Festival coming up too, that must be said. And trains running all day too from Redwater Creek and plenty of food.
There's plenty to play at in Kentish, and have a look.
Penny Lane, thanks very much for telling us all about Mural Fest once again. We're into day 5, day 6 tomorrow, and then the final day with all the results planned for Saturday. So head along and head to beautiful Mount Roland, the town of murals. Good on you, Penny. You have a great day.
I certainly will, because I'm playing here in Mural Park.